Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, union strikes were common. At a meeting of the Butte Metal Workers Union held yesterday afternoon in Finlander Hall, a resolution to continue the strike declared to be in existence by that organization indefinitely or until their demands are granted was carried by a heavy majority. An attempt by organizers for the International Union of Timber Workers here last night to organize a local of the union among woodsmen was frustrated by Army officers who presented a letter from Colonel Bryce P. Disk in charge of spruce production for the Signal Corps, declaring that the government would not tolerate a union of any character in the territory already organized by the Loyal Legion of Loggers and Lumbermen. About 40 woodsmen were in attendance at the meeting called by W.D. Clark, a union organizer. What horseshoers want? Butte horseshoers are demanding $7 a day and not $8, as previously reported, according to a statement made by the executive committee of the Butte Journeyman Horseshoers Union yesterday afternoon. The elevator boys of Butte will go out on strike this week for higher wages. It's rumored that they're backed by the American Federation of Labor. Last night, a committee of boys went to each elevator boy in Butte and secured his signature to a card signifying his intention to strike. All boys the committee went to signed the card, perhaps for stronger reasons than just striking. The union is walking out for $65 a month in wages. $65 is $1,200 today. On a happier note, Butcher's Dance promises much, Dateline Anaconda. The fifth annual ball given by the Butcher's Union, which will take place at the Washoe Pavilion Saturday evening, gives every promise of being a most enjoyable affair. In addition to the local people, there will be a large delegation present from Butte, as something like 100 tickets have been disposed of there. Owing to the fact that a large number of the younger men are now serving their country in the ranks, a special invitation is extended to the older folks, and special numbers on the program will be reserved for them. In past years, the Butcher's annual dance has proved to be one of the big social events of the season, and the past record will be maintained Saturday evening. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.